Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. I am so excited that you're here today. My very first podcast. This feels unreal, to be honest. Like, I am sitting here in my office. I got this super sweet new microphone, and I feel like I am totally not equipped to do this. I feel like I just have no idea what I'm doing, but God does not call the equipped. He equips the call, right? So if you're new to my podcast, I want to tell you a little story about myself. If you know me and you've been around for a while, I've been in the self-development entrepreneur area of my life for, gosh, like 6 years almost now. And I have picked up a lot of sisters out there and a lot of people that I just feel completely 100% aligned to. And you guys are one of the biggest reasons why I decided to do this, because after hearing over 100 times, you should be a life coach, you should be a life coach, you should be a life coach, I finally realized that God was putting all these people in my life for this reason alone. So thank you to those of you who believed in me and those of you who have pushed me. But to those of you who are brand new to my channel, maybe someone told you to watch one of these videos that I have on YouTube that everyone's been talking about, or maybe you were told about my podcast by a friend. I want to tell you what to expect from this podcast. But first, before I tell you what to expect, you need to know a little bit about me. So I am a wife. And I am a mom. I have 4 kids. I have been with my husband for almost 12 years now. Wow, that's crazy. I am an entrepreneur. I am a Christian. I am a sister. I come from a really large family. Lots of stuff you guys will get to know about me. I'm a very open, vulnerable person. And I really just believe in sharing deeply from the heart and not really masking it or worrying about if people are going to judge you. I think if you are your true authentic self, you will start attracting people that are exactly like that and who appreciate someone exactly like you. So I have had a really easy type of life. If you look at it from the outside, I was raised in a family of people who loved me. I came from a family that was pretty wealthy and didn't really go without much growing up. And if you look into my life under a magnifying glass, you will see, actually, you don't even have to look under a magnifying glass. If you just look into my life a little, you will see some issues pretty quick. So I, hold on, let me back up. When I was 9 years old, I stopped seeing my biological father. And so that was the first setback for me. I'm going through therapy currently, trying to work through this, but I'm not really sure what the story is, how it happened, you know, whose side to be on, what to think. But all I know is from the ages of 9 to 18, as a girl, I grew up without knowing my biological father and knowing that he just didn't want to see me. He had only lived a few miles from me. And so that's all I knew, right? So I didn't talk to him when I turned 18. I brought him back into my life, then left him again out of my life, and then came back in and then left again. And so, you know, that kind of is something that I had to overcome and something I had to work through. Because of that, I struggled super bad with acceptance in high school. And as I got older, I needed the attention of people. Not only women, but also men. And so that led down a really bad road for a few years. But I was trying to find my worth in all kinds of stuff, you know, drugs and alcohol and lying and the thrill of that, and really was going down that path. And then I got pregnant. I was 19. I got pregnant, and not only was I having a baby, but I was having 2 babies. It was twins. So that was interesting. It's with my now husband, John, and we were babies back then. I had worked at a tanning salon. I really didn't have much going for me. And I didn't end up going to college. And so I was like, I'm just going to wait tables. I waited tables. I was a telemarketer for a few years. I used to be one of those girls that would call you from the gym and tell you that your friend put in your name for a giveaway and you won a free membership and you just had to come down here. And I don't know what happened after because my job was just bringing them in, but sitting in a call center with a headset on 8 hours a day, just calling number after number after number after number, telling them this. This wasn't my only telemarketing job. I actually had more, but it was my first one. And I quickly realized that I didn't like that job. And so I was only there a few months and I found another job. And then I quickly realized that I didn't like that job. And so I went and found another job. And it was a cycle that I had in my life because I was looking for something that was going to make me feel whole and make me feel complete, make me feel good. Partially was that, but the other reason was because I really just wanted to be happy. I wanted happiness so bad. And when I wasn't finding it in all of these areas of my life, I was just like, what do I have to do to be happy? Like, that's all I wanted to do was just be genuinely happy and accepted and just feel good and feel wanted and feel here. And I really think that a lot of humans want that so much. You either have been super blessed where you've always had that, so you don't realize that that's such a need. But for other people who haven't had that, that is like the deepest thing that we need. Like, makes me emotional even thinking about it, because it truly is what we're doing as we're growing up and who we're believing we are. And that's when it all starts. So I have a lot of things I struggle with that, being a teen mom. And then came my relationship. John and I have broken up probably 40, 50 times. We have done it all. We were so annoying to be around. Oh my gosh. If you guys are in bad relationships out there and you're just hanging on because you're like, one day this is going to change. We are hope that it can change. It can, and it will. And we just didn't want to be that statistic of teen pregnancy. You don't end up with together with the dad. And I just so bad wanted it to work. And I knew that John was a good-willed person. And so was I, but we were so immature. We were so childish, and oh, it was tough. So those were really tough years. I kept bouncing around to different jobs, doing what I had to. And we just wanted to make it. And I was never afraid to quit something and start something new because I started to believe in myself. I started to see that if I wanted my life to change, that it could change and that I was capable of doing anything I set my mind out to. And so some may call it manipulative, especially being younger. I was a really good negotiator and I would get whatever I wanted. And it was because I knew, and I don't mean anything I wanted, like, you know, crazy things, but like, I knew that if I wanted to go to the movies and someone was like, you know, I don't have any money. Like, we need to come up with the money and my parents couldn't give it to us. Like, I like literally would do anything to make money. Like, we will figure it out. We will find money to go to the movies. Do your parents have cans? Do we have cans? Let's go down the road and see if they have cans we can return. And let's see if we can do any work for anybody. And I just knew, like, if there was a will, there was a way. And if we wanted to go do something as kids, we made it happen. And it was in my life all the way super far back when I felt like that. And then as I got older, it was with other things too. Like, I didn't like my job. So I would be like, I will find a better job. I will find one. I know I will. I know that there's a better job out there. And so I would look so hard and I would find it. And then I climbed my way up the corporate ladder. Finally, I found this company totally from God, was super blessed, found it on Craigslist, believe it or not, and started working in a business to business and door to door sales company. But I was on the recruiting side and I worked in human resources and all of that. And so I was so lucky and so blessed that someone gave me that job because I was not qualified for that. I had no business being there at first and had no idea, but you know what? I dressed the part. I wore a suit and I wore heels and I was like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be early and I'm going to show them. And I showed up and I worked and worked and worked. And then when I felt like I was working so hard and I felt like I should be making more money and I felt like I should be having more vacation, and I started having all these feelings, right? Like, why am I not making more money right now? Like, I'm doing better. And I'm making you more successful. And so I wasn't scared when I went and worked for their competitor and their biggest competitor in the area. I quit. I sought them out and said, I want this job. Here's what I can do for you. And I showed up and I was so confident that I could take that company to where it needed to go. And I was going to step up and do this job again. And I got the job. And then I worked there for years and years and years. And I then started getting super unhappy because I started thinking, what am I doing here? Like, I started having more kids and just started thinking, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this my life for the next 80 years? Like, is this just what I'm going to always do? Let's say I retire when I'm 60. So another 40 years, 30 years of working at that point that I was going to have to do before I could retire, which everyone I knew that was old enough to retire wasn't really not working anymore. Or if they were, they weren't making any money. Nobody really had this great retirement plan. So I was like, okay, is this what I want to do? Is just work so hard my whole life doing something that's just okay. And then retire and then what? Be broke? Like, I didn't want to do that. And so I started looking at all these different career paths. And I remember looking on monster.com and CareerBuilder and Indeed and all these companies. And I would look for jobs and I would sit with my fingers on the keyboard and I would stare at the computer screen and I would think, what do I want to be? What do I want to do? And I'm like, manager. What kind of manager jobs? And I read the descriptions. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to do something where I can be creative and I want to do something where I don't have limitations around me and I can dream and think and create and build. And I want to have the space to be able to do those things. I don't want to be confined by a boss telling me that I can't go up north for the 4th of July to see my grandmother. When I can do my job on the road or I could stay later other days, like, that didn't make sense to me. Like, why would I have to live by your rules? I live in a free country. I should be able to make the rules. And then I was literally born in like the best era ever. I am so glad that when I was born, it was when the world was really shifting to everything being social, everything being animated, everything being on an app. And I really grew up in the middle of the World Wide Web launching. I was born in 1989 when we were in high school. We didn't have cell phones, but when we were graduating, like senior year, we were starting to get like the prepaid Nextel phones. And nobody texted until mid-college. And then we started texting. And it was just really crazy to see that everything was shifting around me. And it all was shifting literally for me. I feel like the things that I was dreaming up of were starting to happen. And I was just so inspired by it all, knowing that my thoughts that I was having, I could see coming to life. And it didn't have anything to do with me, but it was really just validation that I was having good ideas. Like, I would think to do something, someone would do it and they would have success. And I'm like, there has to be something out there for me that would fit better with my lifestyle that I want and raising a family, but also being able to be a successful entrepreneur who was accomplished and had goals. And I wanted to do it all, but I wanted to do it with balance, and I wanted to do it where my family could 100% come first. And so I actually switched and I found network marketing for the very first time. So if you don't know what network marketing is, it's an industry. It's pretty different. It's very unique. It has a very bad reputation because majority of people do it the total wrong way. So companies like Amway, Mary Kay, Avon, Pampered Chef, It Works, Plexus, Q Sciences, all these companies are network marketing companies. And basically network marketing means all you do is sell products through real users who sell them to their networks. So me as a company, I can choose to put my products on the shelves at Target, or me as a company can choose to put them in the hands of people that are really using them to market to their friends and family and their networks. And then they get a commission for it. And as you build a team, you get an extra bonus. And so you can make more money that way. So that is what network marketing is. But mostly people are like, is it a pyramid scheme? Is this illegal? And usually when I start asking them questions, they don't really know even what questions to ask besides that, because it's just more something that you've been brainwashed into thinking. But me being a very outside of box thinker, saw the comp plan and saw the business plan and was like, this is sweet. If this really works how it is, I want to talk to someone where it worked. And so I got on the phone with someone who was a top earner in one of these companies, talked to her for like 2 hours. And I decided I was going to jump in. I was going to go all in and I was going to do it. And this girl was making $30,000 a month. And at the time I was making like $2,000 a month working 60 hours a week, being away from my kids and commuting an hour there and an hour back, making $2,000. This girl's making 30 a month and she was on her way to Disney World. And I'm like, if she can do it, I can do it. And that has always been my mentality. That has always been my mindset is if they can, has it been done before? Yes. Okay. Then I can for sure do it. Has it been done before? No. Okay. Well, then I'm going to try. That's always been my mindset. And so when I was a kid and when I got to be a young adult and then now into my 30s, and it's just so crazy how powerful your mind is. And I thought my whole life that everyone thought like I did and everyone was like me. And then I realized that most people don't even believe in themselves for like 1 second. And to me, that was crazy. Like, how can you not believe in yourself so much that it holds you back from doing the big scary things? It holds you back from being who you were meant to become. You just don't believe in yourself? You should. Why don't you? If you are a Christ follower like myself, then you know what God says you are. And if you believe in him, then you need to make scripture cards where you can write down all of the things that God says you are. And you know what else you should do? I did this exercise a couple weeks ago and it was so moving and so awesome. I wrote down for 5 minutes all of the emotions that I feel that are negative in my life. And I went on Google and I typed in emotions and I looked at a big chart that had like 100 emotions on it. And for 5 minutes, I wrote down all of the negative emotions that I was feeling. And once my timer came up, which was very emotional, I was crying at this point. I then turned on some Christian music and I started looking up scriptures that didn't say that I was that. So my first thing that I wrote down was, I am abandoned. And that's how I feel. My emotion was abandonment. And when I looked at who I was in Christ, I am never forgotten. I am always accepted. And so I wrote down those I am statements out of the Bible and I keep them in my phone and I keep them in my notes section. And so I read them whenever I'm going through something hard, whenever I'm, you know, just trying to really become a better version of me, but I'm feeling like kind of drowning at the same time. But some of my things that I have on here, I am kept, claimed, and taken up. I am loved and wanted. I am accepted and approved of. I am liked. I am pleasant to be around. I am remembered and cherished. I am worthy of attention and set up to be special. I am happy. I am satisfied and content. I am restored and comforted. I am kept. And I have about 30 more that I wrote down. And so you need to do this if you struggle with who you are created to be and your belief in yourself, because you're only selling yourself short if you don't, because you're choosing to think about your different emotions and all of those things are causing you to think other horrible things about yourself. And you're stuck in this circle of lies that the enemy is telling you. And how to get out of it is to say out loud one thing, because as you're saying something out loud, you can't think the opposite in your head. And you can try, and it's literally impossible. So if you say these things out loud, you're going to start to believe them, because now you're saying, you're thinking of them, you're saying them, and you're hearing them. Now it's three things, and that's so powerful than just writing them down. So when you speak these things, you have to speak them out loud, even if it's quietly. And I would start by doing this every single morning when you wake up and every single morning before you go to bed, and saying these out loud. And then there is an app that I have on my phone that is called Think Up, and it's awesome. It's so good. And you can do a whole lot with the free version of it. And you can record your voice saying these and then replay them back to you through your headphones. And so when you're driving to work or you're laying in bed and falling asleep, I'm telling you, by writing these, you will notice a huge difference in your belief in yourself. And feel free to even write these affirmations on things that you struggle with in general. Like if you struggle with eating unhealthy, you should write I am statements and positive affirmations that say, I love to eat healthy. I always eat a balanced diet. I don't overindulge because of emotional stress. Like write down these things, because you'll start to believe them. I remember a couple years back, I was really struggling with my body image issues, and I was just so disgusted, and it was so overtaking my life that I made these statements on that. And it was, I am beautiful. I love the skin I'm in. I'm so confident when I look in the mirror. These things that I felt like I couldn't even say at first. And then I had to listen to myself on repeat over and over. And it was so empowering to do that. And then within about 2 weeks, I remember telling John, I can't believe that it's working. I literally started to feel confident. I started to like how I looked, and I really didn't change. The only thing that changed was my mind. So don't underestimate your mind. Your mind is so strong. And so it got me through everything where I was. And so jumping from career to career and changing that, becoming an entrepreneur, having no idea what I've been doing. I've been an entrepreneur now for almost 6 years, and it's been totally incredible. I have been in the network marketing space in two different companies, but now I'm doing my next big scary thing, and I'm becoming a life coach. And so it's crazy, because when I worked in corporate America, I actually told my mom that I hated people. And I was like, I just wish that I didn't have to work with people. People are exhausting. People are depressing. I just don't like being around people. I'm not a people person. And when I joined network marketing, I had to become one, because hello, the larger your network gets, the more money you make. So you need to be learning to love and connect with all kinds of people. And so I really did learn to love people in the industry, and God opened my eyes and showed me. I prayed one time for God to allow me to see people through the eyes of Him. And I'm telling you what, since that one prayer, everything has changed for me. I now see people with love and compassion and patience, and even people who talk badly about me or who betray my trust, or I still love them so much. And I hate what they do and I hate what they did, but I still love them. And so it actually helped me to become a life coach because of all of my walks in life. But I am super passionate about helping women elevate their six areas of life that I feel like are the most important areas: are your faith, your family, your friendships, your fitness and wellness, and finances. And the sixth one is freedom. So your faith, family, friends, fitness, finances, and freedom. And I help you elevate all of those things in your life, because right now you have a little bit of everything on a plate. You have a little bit of faith. You have a little bit of freedom. You have a little bit of finances. You have a little bit of your fitness and friendships, and you have a little. There's some areas you might have more in, and I'm sure you're not completely balanced. One area you might have a lot in, the other areas you're not. I imagine those beautiful Oriental women that have the huge, huge dresses and the big sticks with the china plates on top of them. And they are juggling them and they're going back and forth and lifting up a leg. And you can see they have like six plates and one spinning on their tooth and the other one's on the top of her head and on her shoulders. And you can see this woman juggling all these plates. And then what happens is when she spins them and gets them going and spinning up there, they have momentum to stay at the top and not really wobble a lot. But then as they stop spinning with momentum, they start to wobble, where if she doesn't catch them fast enough to spin the plate again, to bring it back up to the top, it will eventually fall off the stick and shatter. And that is the image that I have of what I do. So we have your faith plate, your family plate, your all your F's up there, and you're juggling them all, and you're a wife and you're a mom, and you volunteer at the church, and you should look at your bank account more, and you should do a little bit better with your finances, and you should be going to the gym, and you should, and you should, and you should. And Tony Robbins says you should all over yourself, and you're that person. And so this is who I was, you know, shoulding myself to death. And you're this person and you just need water. You just need life pouring into you. And that's where I come in. I am super passionate about helping people learn to elevate all those areas in your life to have the best version of you for your family, to show up in your best, true, authentic way every single day, because I've been through it. I've been through it and I've been coaching people through it for the last 5.5 years. But if you have a crappy marriage, I can help you get to the next level. I am 100% confident in that. If you are struggling with your finances right now, I can help you so much with getting to the next level. And am I a genius and a professional in all of these areas? Absolutely not. But through my network and my connections that I've made, you will be taken care of. You will have someone to help you. And most of the things that people can do are free to help you. So what I love so much about life coaching is I'm going to be able to help two different groups of people. And the reason why we started these podcasts are because, and I say we, because I had it laid on my heart last year, at the beginning of the year, to start hosting morning shows. And so for my team, I would get them on a Zoom first thing in the morning and I would pour into them for an hour. And I wouldn't plan it. I would just ask a couple questions and then I would just start preaching. And so the more that I poured into people, the more I realized I loved people so much, because when people would message me and tell me, oh my gosh, my life was changed because that call. Oh my gosh, because I got up in the morning, everything was different. And I started to realize that that is what was filling my cup, that was filling my soul and giving me so much purpose in life, that that's when I fell in love with people. And so we have been doing the morning show. We still do it to this day. There is about 10 of us that get on every single morning, have coffee together, talk about our families together, and we pour life and do this. And I thought, how awesome would it be if every single woman had the opportunity to get on first thing in the morning and set their intention for the day to love on one another, to be there for encouragement? And so I decided to start up a podcast so that people everywhere were able to do this, and you can grab the recording. But I want to tell you that my podcast is going to be best if you listen to it first thing in the morning. So if you're a day behind, that is okay. If your first thing in the morning is before I upload the video, then that's okay. You can watch the day before, but they're designed to watch first thing in the morning. Now, can you watch them midday, at night? Absolutely. You 100% can listen, but it's going to be best if it's first done in the morning. So I'm helping two types of women now. I'm helping the woman that is just wanting to start to believe in themselves. Like, you know nothing about personal development. You know very little about how to get to the next step in life. And you just need some encouragement. You need to be around good people. You need the basics. That's what you're going to get here on my podcast. But the other type of woman that I'm going to be able to help is the woman who already has started that journey, knows that she can do it, struggles a little bit with that belief, but more so knows that she was created for something larger than herself right now, wants to elevate those specific levels of faith, family, friends, fitness, finances, how to have more fulfilling friendships, how to have more fulfilling time with your family, how to set healthy boundaries, how to put your husband first and respect your husband, and how to be a faithful wife, and how to put wellness and goodness into our bodies and take care of them. And we're doing so much and you just are wanting to take that to the next level, then you're going to want to do private one-on-one coaching with me. And so since this is going to be my very first beta testing group, I am offering this at 50% off. So if you are interested, reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can find me just by Googling Taryn Sarcone or lifemindedandfree.com, and you can connect with me. And from there, I can then tell you what the next steps would be. We'd get on a free consultation call where I would ask you some questions and get to know you a little better and see if we are a good fit for each other. I'm only going to be taking 5 of these spots. So if you're interested in this, then I need you to act fast because it's going to be absolutely crazy how fast these spots are going to go. They're going to go super, super fast. So if you're interested, just reach out and message me on social media, like I said. And I'm so excited to take you to the next level with either way of your life, either version of woman you are. When you want to go to that next step, I'm your girl because I want to help you elevate all 6 areas of your life so that you can live out the life that God has called you to be. You can become the woman in Christ that you want to be. So Facebook community is coming soon. We're working on a nonprofit right now. So you're going to be able to plug in with other women who listen to this podcast, who want something greater and deeper in their life. You're going to be able to see that launch and go out. It's going to be crazy. We're talking about retreats and events, and imagine where you do weekend getaways with all these women and we pour into each other and we network and we work together. And it's just going to be so incredible. I'm going to be writing a book coming up. So there's so much coming and I'm so glad that you found my podcast. Make sure you subscribe. And if anything I say hits you home where you're like, girl, that was for me, reach out and tell me. I love to hear stories like that. You can also email me at Taryn, TARRYN, at lifemindedandfree.com. And I would love to hear your success stories. So catch me tomorrow morning and I will tell you more about what you can expect. Thanks for tuning in. See ya.